This morning, as we focus on the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, I want to focus our thoughts on a small talk entitled Jesus' Sacrifice, the Harmony of Wrath, Justice, and Love. And this is perhaps the most daunting talk I've ever tried to give at the Remembrance Table in a few minutes, because it's so profound. And what comes to my mind is Deuteronomy 29:29, where Moses told the Israelites what God had told him, which is, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever. And in the same way for us today, the Holy Word of God, there are many things that God has not revealed. They're secret to Him. And perhaps we'll understand those things, I pray, in the by and by, in the sweet by and by. But just because something about God's nature is daunting for us, I believe it would be short-sighted for us to try to shy away from it and not better understand who He is from the Scriptures. And as I dug into the Scriptures to try to understand the balance between the wrath of God and His justice and His love, there's a lot there, and it's overwhelming. So I don't think you'll be able to absorb all this in 5 minutes, but I challenge you not only to reflect on this as we remember Jesus and this memorial to Him, but take it with you. Take these verses with you and meditate and reflect deeply on these things. And I believe it will change you and give you a better understanding of our God and how majestic and powerful He is. So the cross of Christ is the most profound and paradoxical moment in human history. Let me repeat that. The cross of Christ is the most profound and paradoxical moment in human history. At Calvary, God's holy wrath against sin, His unwavering justice, and His boundless love collide in perfect unity. Many struggle to reconcile how a loving God can also express wrath, or how divine justice can coexist with mercy. And we've all heard people say, well, the God of the Old Testament is a God of wrath, but the God of the New Testament is a God of love. And people prefer to think about the God of love and not the God of wrath. But you can't neglect one at the expense of the other, because God is both. He is wrath and love, and He is justice, and He is perfect in all those characteristics. And the death and resurrection of Jesus reveal not contradiction between these characteristics, but divine harmony. So point number one is the wrath of God and justice against sin. God's wrath is not like human anger. It's holy. It's righteous response to sin and rebellion. Romans 1 verse 18 and Habakkuk 1 verse 13 confirm that. And sin demands justice because God is just by nature. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 tells us, He is the rock, His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. God's justice does not allow Him to ignore sin or disregard it. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15, we read, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to the Lord. Point two, the love of God displayed on the cross. God's love moved Him to intervene and provide a substitute for the penalty of mankind's sins. We know that from John 3, verse 16, and Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. Jesus came willingly, embodying the Father's love. John 10, verses 17 to 18, Jesus said, I lay down my life, no one takes it from me. but I lay it down of my own accord. Love doesn't deny justice. It fulfills it. 1 John 4, verse 10, He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Point 3, harmony in the cross, where justice and mercy meet. The cross satisfies justice, but it extends mercy. In Psalm 85, verse 10, we read, mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed. What such beautiful poetry. In a concept that only truly God can understand. But He's given us the mind to be able to chase after it, to better understand who He is. In Romans 3, verses 25 to 26, we read, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement to be just and the one who justifies. Jesus became the curse for us, Galatians 3:13 tells us. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Point 4, the resurrection. God's approval and power. The resurrection proves that Jesus' payment was accepted and death was defeated. In Romans 4, verse 25, we read, He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. This is confirmed in Acts 2, verse 24, and Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11. Tells us that Jesus is now exalted because of His obedience unto death. So you see, the resurrection of Jesus confirms both the justice and mercy of God, now extended to us believers through faith. Point 5, why does this matter? What does this mean for us as Christians today? It means God is not unjust when He forgives, because Jesus paid the debt in full. Hebrews 9, verse 22 tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So we are now free to live as forgiven people, not in guilt, but in gratitude for what Jesus has done for us. Romans 8, verse 1 tells us there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So what are we going to do with that? We're going to remember Jesus at this time as we do every week. But we also have a responsibility to proclaim this boldly. According to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20 and 21, we are ambassadors for Christ. At the cross, God's holiness was satisfied and His mercy poured out. Jesus absorbed divine wrath so we could receive divine favor. In Him, justice was not denied, it was fulfilled, and love triumphed without compromise. Let us endeavor to live in the light of this truth, never cheapening grace, but responding with wholehearted worship and obedience. To the world, the cross may seem foolish, but to us who are being saved, it is the power and wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.